The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And Bearcats equal their largest lead, 35-28. They've scored eight in a row. At the other end, Westside dribbling all the way in. Inside, Moran forcing the shot. Meisner no good. And here we go the other way. Kearney wants to run. It's Snyder. Pulls up from six and hits it.
Tonight, the season tips off in the brand-new Kearney High School as the Bearcats host the state-rated Millard West Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Cannon Koster and Jake Techmeyer into the right corner. Three, Koster on the way. Good. They gave him just a little bit of a seam. And Cannon Koster has 7 of the 9 points here for Kearney High. And
both Millard West squads qualified for state last season, with the girls finishing in the Class A runners-up. Kearney is coming off a winning season and looks to christen their new gym with a victory tonight. It's the Wildcats and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the brand-new Kearney High Gymnasium. The 2016-17 high school basketball season begins tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's an early tip time tonight for the first-ever varsity basketball games here in the new school. Of course, so many activities have already taken place with volleyball and all the JV and the Jamboree games and practices, so you hope that the kids are ready to go tonight, but the gym still almost as new to the Bearcats as it will be to the Wildcats of Millard West here this evening. And this first one, going to be a tough one for the Lady Cats. Of course, they have to replace the school's all-time leading scorer, and not only that, they have to fill in three other starting roles while Millard West comes back, not even with a lot of seniors on this basketball team, but Logan Black, one of just two seniors. They have some very good returning talent that finished as the Class A state runner-up last year in Lincoln. Kearney listed as a contender in the Journal Star rankings. Millard West is number two in both of the Class A rankings, Omaha and Lincoln. For the boys, both teams are ranked in the preseason top 10. Kearney High looking to have a little more depth than maybe they had last year and grow. They're actually going to have some height. Of course, the Robinson boys had a little, but they've even grown a little more, and maybe a good inside-outside attack in the boys' game tonight. Kearney High boys won this tournament last year. Of course, it was Creighton Prep on opening night, so we'll see how it all plays out. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's not the only basketball in town. In fact, we've got some great ones on this opening night. The Kearney Catholic boys, ranked 10th in Class C1, are at Class B, number 6, Beatrice, in the school's first ever meeting tonight. Tip time at around 7:15 on the air at 7 o'clock on ESPN 1460. Then that'll be followed by Thursday Night Football. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tonight, always one of the best opening night doubleheaders when Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Columbus SCOTUS, and that will get going a little after 5:30 this evening. Any radio game, any radio activity is always available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get closer to the opening tip for Kearney High and Millard West to start the 2016-17 season right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney is ready to make a difference for you. Here, you'll get a quality education and graduate on time with less debt. You'll also have an unforgettable college experience. Join a club, become a leader, make a real difference for yourself and others. Choosing the right college is a big decision. Trust your future with people who care about your success. Choose the University of Nebraska at Kearney because we are difference makers. Visit unk.edu and schedule a campus visit today.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And well, Welcome back to Kearney High, where the teams have taken the floor for their final warm-ups. A couple of kids already out for Millard West due to some undisclosed injuries in sophomore Gray Shipper and junior Courtney Mayweather, but still Millard West able to suit up 12 young ladies tonight for their first varsity game. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Of course, the teams will then play again on Saturday as they both head to the Metro for either championship or consolation games, and we'll talk about that more as the night progresses. Creighton Prep, Allegan Northeast playing the other matchups tonight in these pod tournaments, like Grand Island playing Bellevue East tonight. There's a lot of those that take place here, so you can get two games for the price of one on this opening weekend. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Wildcats of Millard West, number 3, 5'7" junior, Lauren Rongish. Number 10, 5'6" sophomore, that's Chase Fansteel. Chase Fansteel, the 5'6" sophomore. Number 21, a 5'7" sophomore, is Lexi Black. Number 34, the 5'10" senior, Logan Black. And number 55, a 5'10" junior, Nicole Ruby. Head coach is Mark Kruger, assisted by Don Brummer, Mark Toman, Brian Gesnick, Jess Connect, and Ellen Stoper. Opening game of the season, ranked 2nd in Class A. For the Kearney Lady Bearcats, number 3 is a 5'9" sophomore, Alexis Michu. Number 4 is a 5'9" senior in Mariah Ross. Number 5, a 5'6" senior, Kelsey Clark. Number 14, a 5'5" junior, Avery Wood. And number 34, a 5'8" senior, Lauren Strubing, one of the returning starters from the Kearney High Bearcats and their leading returning scorer. The head coach of the Bearcats is Jason Boyd, assisted by Don Clark, Carmen Grant, and J.D. Carson. The Bearcats listed as a contender in the Lincoln Journal Stars Class A rankings. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Taking a look at some of the other basketball going on tonight, besides what we mentioned that are on the radio games, and Grand Island playing Bellevue East. Northwest is hosting Central City. Lincoln Lutheran is at Grand Island Central Catholic in the Crusaders early season tournament. Heartland Lutheran also at home against Spalding Academy. Seward is at Hastings High tonight. Aurora is at Adams Central. And as we mentioned, the St. Cecilia SCOTUS match is on 12:30. KHAS, Kearney Catholic Boys at Beatrice on ESPN 1460. Gibbons at St. Paul, Elm Creek's at Shelton, Loomis is at SEM, Elwood's at Wilcox, Hildreth, Sandy Creek at Wood River. Some of the early season conference games there as well. The national anthem here at Kearney High. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Ed Smith on this Thursday night. Tomorrow night, our high school basketball here on Classic Hits takes us down to Arcadia as the Pleasanton Bulldogs will take on Arcadia Loup City's Rebels, and we'll have that doubleheader starting at around 6 o'clock. Then on Saturday, we will be right back here at the Kearney High Gymnasium for the annual Bearcat Wrestling Invitational. They're doing it a little different this year, but we'll be with you at around 3 o'clock to bring home the invite on Saturday. We'll also have the Kearney Catholic Holdridge basketball doubleheader on Saturday afternoon beginning at 3:45 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Saturday night, the Big Ten Championship game on ESPN Radio as the Penn State Nittany Lions are in action against Wisconsin. Don't forget, our games are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. The games are live. The podcasts are up immediately after the contest. We'll also have photos of most of our games, and we'll have photos of tonight's game up that you can download and use at your discretion. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. We'll tip off the season right after this.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Neither team possessing a lot of height, so we'll see how they get up and down the floor. The opening tip is going to be controlled by the Bearcats as they move from left to right in Millard West, from right to left as you listen along your radio dial. The Bearcats in the home white with the blue uniforms, the black uniforms for the Wildcats with green trim, and Millard West comes out in a man-to-man defense here. 5-second count off for Kearney, and they finally walk with a basketball as Mariah Ross was D'd up there by Lexi Black. And once she picked up the dribble, Black just kind of bumped into her, kept bumping into her, knowing that she was in trouble, and eventually she moved that pivot foot and is called for the walk. A little pressure here and a pop-up three-pointer to start the season is an air ball from Millard West, and out of bounds it goes from the left corner from Lexi Black. And, of course, the Rowdies and the band on hand here trying to christen the new gym. Crowd continues to filter in from the workday. And Millard West is going to go full court man-to-man pressure here on the Bearcats and put the pressure on the guards, Mariah Rost and Alexis Mischu, along with Kelsey Clark. Mischu down to the right baseline, kicks it back up top, trying to force everything outside, it looks like, early on. Millard West denying the inside. We'll see if the Bearcats can get it inside. We'll see a three to start the season. It hits the rim, goes over the backboard, and out of bounds. No good on the first shot from Ross. So both teams, first shot of the season, a three-point attempt. Kearney's going to put a little zone trap on here. Millard West didn't have trouble the first time. They don't hear you either. And Rongish will bring it across the timeline as they try to zone up top here and put the pressure on the Millard West guards. Into the hands of Vance Teal. Moving around the perimeter, and another three-pointer. Rongish on the way. It rattles in and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back up. And a jump ball call. Nicole Harubi got the rebound. And then she is tied up underneath. The arrow points the way of Millard West. A minute in to the 2016 season, looking for our first bucket, and the Cats will have it underneath their own bucket. Fans Teal to throw it in. She'll lob it out of the right wing to Rongish. A long unguarded three, and it is no good, but a long rebound comes out to Lexi Black, and a third opportunity this time down the floor for Millard West. And it just kind of tells you where the game of basketball has gone. There was no one close to Rongish, and instead of driving in, she fired the three as Millard West will rotate it down to the block and get the first bucket for Logan Black on the left block in Millard West. 90 seconds in, on the board, 2-0. And a hand check foul on the way up on Chase Fansteel. First foul of the season. A lot of things that can go down in the record book. She gets the first foul, the first bucket scored by Logan Black of Millard West. Kearney, see who can get the first bucket for them here in the new gym. Inbounds pass in front of the Millard West bench. They'll hand it into the hands of Wood. Backdoor cut, layup is missed by Mishu. Couldn't believe she was that open and just hit the rim on the way up. Short-armed it. And Logan Black will pull down the rebound. Outlet pass to Fans Teal. Kicks it back to Black. Pull-up jumper from 19 feet is no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Bearcats and Lauren Strubing. Up the floor comes Carney. It's 3-on-3. Right wing with it is Mishu. Good double around, dribble around the defender. But as she attacks with the right hand, it bounces no good. Harubi pulls down the board. And here comes Millard West. Doesn't have numbers, so Rongish will pull it out between the circles. High 2-on-2 zone. Backdoor Black's open again. They get it to her. She has it stripped away. Mariah Rost reaches in and comes away cleanly, they say, with a basketball. 2-0 Millard West. 5:40 to go here in quarter number one. The quick turnaround from the high school winter sports or fall sports season just 9 days ago from state football. Three-pointer, top of the key. Kelsey Clark, no good. Rebound brought down by Logan Black. She's being accosted, but no whistle. And already a 5-1 advantage for the Wildcats with the rebound. At the other end, looked like a walk as Fans Teal lost the ball on the way up, but they didn't call it. Doesn't matter. Millard West throws it away anyway. So a little herky-jerky. First quarter, first game of the season. No big surprise there. Here comes Ellie Dahlgren into the ball game. The 5'9 sophomore will inbound it for Coach Jason Boy. 11 years now at the helm of the Cats. How time flies. They've had some real good seasons the last four. Really, really good. Bringing the ball up against the man-to-man pressure is Mishu, guarded there by Logan Black, giving up a little height, but not too much. Swings it over to the right side to Kelsey Clark. Clark between the circles to the high post, Strubing. Strubing, they sag off her. They don't expect her to shoot a long one, but Rost will. The three-pointer is no good. And again, it's one and done as Logan Black grabs her third rebound. Both teams 0 of 3 from beyond the arc, and it remains 2-0 Millard West. At top of the key, 3, Black. Off the front of the iron, no good. Ball tipped around. It's loose on the floor, and it is run down by Lexi Black. Underneath the turnaround jumper, Ruby is up and in. 4-0 in favor of Millard West for the number 2 team in the state. And they're hitting the boards early on here. Strubing up top. Looks for a back cut. Has her back to the back to the bucket from the top of the key. We're all in preseason opening night form, it sounds like. And driving to the bucket, drawing the blocking foul will be Kelsey Clark. It looks like they'll call this on Fans Teal. And that'll be her second. The only two fouls that have been called in the game, and Millard West will go to the bench. Here comes Emma Campbell, 6'1 senior, the tallest player on either roster, will rotate in, as will Taylor Farrell, a 5'6 sophomore for Millard West. And Carney High will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Out on the right wing to Strubing. Strubing waits for the cut, goes right back over to Kelsey Clark. Off a couple of picks, they get it to Rost. Rost in the right-hand corner, and another hand-check foul. This one's going to be on Hannah Leo, who also checked in at the last horn. Bearcats looking for their first points. We're halfway through the first quarter. 4-0, Millard West. And Coach Jason Boyd wants to get a sub in. And it will be Claire Vanderbeek. 5'11 sophomore is actually the tallest player on the Bearcat roster. And she'll immediately match up down there with Leo, who stands at 5'8 and a freshman. Bearcats try to get it in. Trouble, finally lob it up. It's going to go all the way into the backcourt. That's fine. A fight for the ball. And a foul going to be called on Millard West, I believe. Let's see who the foul is on. No, it's going to be on the Bearcats. So not only do they turn it over, they commit the loose ball foul on Dahlgren. And that'll be the first on Carney High. 4-0, Millard West. Ball inbounded between the circles to Rongish. Both teams have had some open looks from the outside. Lob it back door, wide open, easy layup for Hannah Leo. When you pull that zone pressure that far up, it allows the post to sneak into back door, and it is 6-0 now. Millard West, Bearcats in the front court with it, working against the Millard West man-to-man, trying to get the play here from Coach Boyd, holding the ball at a 5-second count, 25 feet away from the hoop. They're going to call timeout. Thought we were going to get a 5-second count, but just some confusion on what the Bearcats wanted to do. So Carney High will take a timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:21 to go in the first quarter of the opening game of the season. Millard West 6, Carney nothing.
Genetics first, trade second. At Aurora Cooperative, our customers can source genetics from the four major germplasms available in the U.S., allowing you to choose the best genetics possible for each and every acre, as each field has its own story to tell. The story for your field begins with the right genetics and the right crop management recommendations, which includes fitting the right traits to the right acre. To create the highest yielding story for your acres and take advantage of our early pay, volume, and in-house financing options, speak with an Aurora Cooperative agronomist. Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol, Tino Martina, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on the opening night of the 2016-17 high school basketball season. 6-0 Millard West out of the gate here in the opening quarter. 3:20 to go as the Bearcats get it in. Looking for the backdoor cut, dribbling from left to right. Mishu all the way down to the right block. Can't get the shot away. Kicks it out to Dahlgren. Ellie takes a couple of dribbles. Fires it back to the right wing. Just nothing inside. In fact, Kearney hasn't even been able to get the ball in the paint. I don't think they've had the ball in the paint once except the driving missed layup. So whatever they drew up out of the timeout hasn't worked yet. Pull up three on the way. Rost off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and grabbed by Emma Campbell. And here come the Wildcats. Up the right side with it is Rongish. Back over the left wing. They'll get it down low again. Leaning and getting the foul is Honolio. We will have our first free throws of the season. And Millard West has figured it out. Get the ball down low. And they are going to have success, or at least they are right now. Still figuring out the scorebook, the scoreboard here. You can tell at the new Kearney High Gymnasium as the free throw is no good for Leo, the freshman. Checking in for Kearney High will be Julia Bauer. And it looks like Avery Wood will re-enter. Dahlgren also in there is Vanderbeek still. And Kelsey Clark. Free throw on the way, and it's good. So Leo knocks them both down, apparently, and it's 8-0 in favor of Millard West. Full court pressure, Kearney High. 2.5 left, and they are still looking for their first point. Down the middle of the basketball court is Ellie Dahlgren, but then knocked away from behind. She gets it back into the paint. Vanderbeek, baseline jumper, Bauer up and in. Julia Bauer gets the first Kearney Bearcat bucket of the season and of this new gym. 8-2, Millard West. Took Kearney about 5.5 minutes to get on the board, but it's not like they're way down here to the number two team in the state. Down on the low block, stepping in front, knocking the basketball away, and making the steal is Claire Vanderbeek. Denying the entry pass to Emma Campbell. Up to Bauer on the block. Wood, but she's given up about 6 inches down there. And trying to get out, she stepped on the line and she's out of bounds. Each team with three turnovers here in the opening quarter. Girls, boys, doubleheader tonight from Kearney High. We'll have a lot of Bearcat basketball. Your home for Kearney High and Kearney Catholic Athletics. More than anyone else right here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Up the floor with it is Gabby Cruz. The ball is kicked as Bauer went to make the steal at the timeline. 8-2 Millard West, 1:52 to go here in the first quarter. And West from midcourt will throw it into the backcourt to Gabby Cruz. Lobs over the top of the pressure. Trouble handling it right now. Black trying to get rid of it. Playing catch with Cruz. Bounce pass on the baseline. Down to the block now, Logan Black. Good ball reversal here for Millard West. Into the paint, turnaround jumper up and in for Taylor Farrell. And it's 10-2, Millard West with the 8-point lead. Man-to-man pressure with Kelsey Clark bringing it up, facing Lexi Black. Gets across the timeline, running a little low 1-4 this time. Dribbles with the left hand to the post. Now gets a screen. Had the pick and roll, but couldn't get the pass away because the double team was so good. Millard West didn't switch, but it actually trapped Clark, and they couldn't get a shot away, so they'll kick it back out and reset it with Avery Wood. There's the pick and roll again, but it's over the head of Dahlgren and turned over. Here comes Millard West, 3-on-3. Farrell drives, cut off, kicks it out for the three-pointer, and it is short for Logan Black. And the ball goes out of bounds to Kearney High. 10-2, Millard West. Down to 55 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Mishu comes back in for the Bearcats. And checking out will be Bauer, who has the only Bearcat bucket so far. And a side note, Mark Bauer getting popcorn while that bucket was scored. Bearcats with a basketball into the front court. It'll be Mishu up top to Clark. Rotated over to Wood, trying to spread the floor here. Skip pass over to the left wing to Mishu. Looks for the cutter. Packing it in right now is Millard West. They've got a good sag man-to-man. They don't mind Kearney shooting the long-range jumper. In the lane, driving and drawing the foul is Alexis Mishu. Nice pass in there from Kelsey Clark. And Mishu will go to the line and shoot two. Ruby with the foul. It'll be her first and the team's fourth. 31 seconds to go here in the quarter, and the free throw is on the way and too strong for Mishu. Lauren Rogish back in for Millard West, and for Kearney High, here comes Addie Wood, the freshman who was a starter for Coach Day's volleyball team, comes off the bench here as the freshman for the Hoops team. Second free throw now for Mishu on the way, and it is good. So Alexis will garner the third point here for Kearney. 10-3, 30 seconds, long outlet pass thrown away by the Cats. And Kearney High comes away with it. 2-on-2, lob it down low. Catch, shoot, foul, shot good for Ellie Dahlgren. And so after an anemic first 7 minutes, the Bearcats can get a little something going here in the last 30 seconds. And that is already the fifth foul of the game on Millard West, as Ellie Dahlgren tries to complete the three-point play but can't. It's strong. The ball's batted around. It's still loose. Kearney's going to get it. Mishu with the first offensive board and just second board of the entire game for Kearney. 12 seconds to go. Coach Boyd trying to decide on a play. Don't have a lot of time to do that. They're still dribbling way out with 7 seconds. Swing it over to Vanderbeek. Back off the pick. A three-pointer. Mishu off the glass. No good. Put back in the horn is good for Avery Wood. Wood out-battled the Millard West defender, and two offensive rebounds in the last 30 seconds garner some points here for the Bearcats. So Kearney scores the final 5 points of the opening stanza. It's Millard West 10, Kearney High 7.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well-lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want first pick on their 2017 inventory or want to special order a new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and check out the full lineup of Larson FX fishing boats or the new Four Winds RS SS 230s. They also have great buys on pontoons and tritunes. Buzz's offers competitive no-hassle financing for new and pre-owned boats, so it's one-stop shopping. The best dealer between Denver and Omaha. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
With our producer engineer Ed Smith, I'm Doug Duda back at Kearney High School. After one quarter, it's the second ranked Millard West Wildcats 10 and the Kearney Bearcats 7. Bearcats maybe found a little something there in the last minute of the first quarter, but one thing that they have to already focus on is hitting the glass. They got the last two rebounds, but still got out rebounded 8-3 in quarter number one. Four different players have scored for each team. Nobody with more than two for Kearney High. Honolio has four for Millard West. Four turnovers each way. Both teams couldn't find a three-pointer. 0-4 for the Bearcats. 0-5 for Millard West. And Kearney High will get the ball to start the second quarter. And if they can hit that first three, they could tie the ball game. Tight man-to-man here for West. Wood, Avery with it on a pick and roll. Threw it a little bit behind Dahlgren, and they're going to call her for the travel. Ball probably would have been lost out of bounds anyway, but it is the fifth turnover for Kearney High. Millard West facing pressure, trying to put that 2-on-2 zone trap on. West hasn't had any problem with it. They take a little longer here. Poking at the ball. Mishu couldn't get it. And driving by and scoring is Van Steele. And then a foul to go along with it. So Kearney gambled on the steal, didn't get it. It cost him a bucket and a foul. A foul on Avery Wood will be her first. That is the third foul on Kearney High. Trying to complete the three-point play, Van Steele, and can't do it. Then she comes over the back and commits a foul on Addie Wood, who is getting the rebound. And that's the third foul on Van Steele. And the sixth foul for Millard West. Kearney might get a chance to shoot some free throws for a good portion of this second quarter, and she's going to have to check out of the basketball game. Going to get a long rest till halftime, it would appear, for Van Steele. So it's 12-7 in favor of Millard West as Mishu brings the ball up the floor and getting a little too chummy. A hand check foul going to be called on Logan Black. And we are in the 1-1 with 7:24 to go in the first half of play. So can Kearney do something from the line? Alexis Mishu, who is 1 of 2 at the line, will go there now. 12-7 Millard West. Mishu spins the ball, fires it up, and it's good. She'll earn the bonus with the Bearcats' first bucket, or first point here of the quarter. Earlier today, the UNK volleyball team beaten in 5 sets by Augustana, 15-12 and a fifth, and their seats an over at 35-2. Second free throw, Mishu, no good, and Ruby will grab her third rebound. Pressure in the backcourt. Almost got away from Rongish. She gets the wraparound pass up to Lexi Black. Down to Harubi. Kicks it back out top. Black now Rongish top of the key three. It's too strong. No good. And the long rebound comes out to Mishu. Millard West now 0 of 6 from downtown. And they maintain a 4-point lead here over the Bearcats. Working on the right wing to Avery Wood. Avery and Addie are both in there right now. Lobbing into the baseline. Ross got tripped up. Throws up an off-balance jumper. No good. Harubi had it. Then a Kearney High foul. Foul's going to be on Mariah Ross. That'll be her first foul. And checking back in will be Julia Bauer. Again, Coach Boyd doesn't have a ton of girls suited up. Just 11 tonight, which is a very small number for Class A varsity. Also coming in is going to be Ellie Dahlgren. And as all this takes place, 6:50 to go in the first half, 12-8. At half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Kind of get the season set for you here on this opening night of the basketball season. Kearney going for the steal, about a jump ball. Now it's loose. Bodies on the floor in the backcourt. Picked up Dahlgren, still being fought for. Finally, we need to get a jump, and we do. The arrow points the way of Millard West. The unfortunate thing there is I don't think Kearney ever had possession. Probably could have been a 10-second count on Millard West, but it got knocked away just enough that they lost that 10-second count. Good defense there by the Bearcats. Now Kearney will sag off on the inbound to Rongish with a right-hand dribble. Takes it to the right elbow, lifts it to Harubi into the corner for a three-pointer, and the first one of the game is good for Taylor Farrell after 6 straight misses. Millard West hits it, and all of a sudden the game is now a 7-pointer in favor of the Wildcats. Wide open in the corner is Bauer, just a little slow on the ball movement, and they'll run her along the baseline. Addie Wood with it. Up top, they'll get it to Vanderbeek. She'll take an 18-footer. It sticks on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Bauer goes up. Can't get the put back to fall. Tipped around again. All the way at the top of the key. It's run down by Addie Wood. So the hustle factor on the boards has definitely picked up in the last 3 minutes of the game for the Bearcats. And we have got a foul away from the basketball here. See who they call this on. They're going to call it on Taylor Farrell. And this will be more free throws coming up for Kearney High. Addie Wood looking for her first point of the season. And, of course, for Addie, it would be the first point of her varsity career. She is the lone freshman. Ashley Ringline is down the bench as well, suited up tonight. The only 2 freshmen suited, and Wood hits the free throw. 15-9, Millard West. Second free throw. On the way, and it is good. So Wood nails them both. 15-10. Probably learned how to do that at a gymnasium up in Greeley when she was little. During the weekend to stay away from dad, right? I had to get one in early. 15-10. Millard West leads it by five. Up on the right side, the pass is going to be knocked away. It's going to be Clark coming away with the steal. Bounce pass underneath. Woods' layup is good. Addie Wood with four quick ones, and Kearney High's cut it back down to three on the fifth Millard West turnover. From time to time, they just seem a little tentative against this zone trap of the Bearcats. In the first 5 minutes, no problems. Kearney's tweaked it a little bit. Now Rongish drives and got fouled as she heads to the hoop. They're going to give her the two shots on a foul committed at the free throw line. Coach Boyd's saying that's okay, but she surely wasn't shooting the basketball. He's saying that foul's way out here. I agree with you, Coach Boyd. Hard to shoot it from your hip. But they will shoot two. And the free throw is up, and it is good. Rogish with her first point of the basketball game. Millard West, 16. Kearney High, 12. Second free throw now for Lauren Rongish. Hits the front of the rim, no good. The rebound comes to Bauer, who boxed out the shooter. Her second board up the floor to Dahlgren. Ellie dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Now kicks it back out top to Clark, and they'll set up the offense. Nothing there in transition. Really hasn't been so far tonight for the Bearcats. Bauer on the left wing holds the ball above the head. The left-hander rotates it around Strubing. Now hands it back. Screen can't get the three away. Kelsey Clark trying to get that three, but good defense that time by Millard West. Staying outside the arc. Everything high right now. Now they slide both posts down over to Strubing. 14-footer hits the front of the rim. No good. Hannah Leo back in. Grabs her first rebound. Up the floor she comes to Farrell. Finds the trailer in Rongish, and Millard West will set it up. 16-12. Long pass tipped away and out of bounds off of Dahlgren. Got a hand on that long pass. In front of the Millard West fans, the Wildcats will throw it in. They'll hold the ball for a moment to get everybody set, see what Kearney High is doing. Kearney's in a man-to-man. They've been in zone most of the game so far. They go man on the inbounds, and so they'll post up down low, sneaking in from behind it, stealing it away is Addie Wood. Wood doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down and get it to Kelsey Clark. So Addie Wood, really good second quarter for her, coming away with the steal. Cats can make it a one-possession game here. Kearney with it on the right side. Addie Wood well away from the hoop. Overload on the right side. They'll kick it up top to Bauer. Uses the left-handed dribble over to the wing. Hands it off to Strubing. And have to kick it back out top. Millard West is definitely the speedier team as Bauer drives the baseline and buries the bucket. Second bucket for Julia Bauer, and it's a two-point game again, 16-14, as the Bearcats apply the pressure in the backcourt. With it is Logan Black. Black stutter dribble, gets it to midcourt, now weaves her way through two, three defenders, and Strubing, who wasn't supposed to have to guard her, reaches in and commits the foul. That is the fifth foul on Kearney High, and so we'll still be taking it out of bounds. Don't forget at the half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Mishu back in after a breather. So you've got Mishu, Strubing, Clark, Bauer, and Addie Wood, the five on the floor right now for Kearney High. Millard West off the screen, get it up top to Harubi. Swings it left corner, trying to get a three away. Can't well guard it, so driving in, Ronish. She'll put it off the front of the iron on the scoop shot. No good. Kearney fighting for the ball, and it goes right into the hands of Farrell, who hits the layup. One of those where both Bearcats went for it. Neither one could handle it. And an easy putback for Millard West. 18-14 the score. Kearney High skip pass over to Bauer on the right wing. Tries to force it down to the baseline, and Harubi knocks it out of bounds. So Kearney will take it out on their baseline. Coach Boyd brings Ross back in, just kind of trying to rotate his guards, of which he has plenty. Kearney needs somebody to take the ball out of bounds. And finally, it will be Kelsey Clark to come down and do so. Clark looks backdoor, got it inside, a turnaround kind of one-hand jump shot, no good for Mishu. The ball saved in bounds, but it goes to Harubi. That is her fifth board. Gets it off to Rongish, and Lauren pushes the ball up the floor. Backside, good bounce pass to the block, but the turnaround jumper no good. Leo got her own rebound, and now Kearney fouls. Second board for Leo. And it looks like we're still one away from the bonus. First foul on Mishu, but she is going to check out. And back in will be Dahlgren. And now they decide that it is a one-and-one. So, Leo to the line. 18-14, Millard West. A four-point lead. They've led all the way. They jumped out 8-0. First free throw. Spins around. No good. The rebound grab by Mariah Rost. And here come the Bearcats. Millard West, 1-of-4 at the line here in the quarter. On the high post, Strubing. They sag off her. Doesn't want the free throw line jumper. Gives it off to Rost. She'll take the three. Kearney is now 0-of-5 from downtown. And an over-the-back foul called on the Bearcats. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot more free throws. Lauren Strubing with her second foul. Eight fouls on each team here, and we still have 2:30 to go in the quarter. 18-14, Millard West. Ruby has not been to the line. Got a bucket and five boards. And the free throw is on the way. Off the iron once, twice, won't go. Offensive rebound, Leo. Out-jumped everybody. Gets her third board and knows nobody to get it to. So Coach Kruger has to call a timeout. She was kind of stuck with a foot in the lane. And he'll burn his team's first timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 2:25 to go here in the second quarter. Millard West 18, Kearney 14.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
UNK basketball teams are in action tonight on the road at Pitt State. The Pitt women are ranked fourth in the country at 7-0, while the Pitt men are the exact opposite. They are 1-6, so I guess not exact opposite, but as far as wins and losses, I guess you could say that. Right now we're waiting for Millard West to get it in, and they do. Checking into the ball game, Jenna Bohatti. For the first time, Bohati checks in. 18-14, three-pointer on the left wing. Weird spin to it, and it comes off no good, but an offensive rebound by Lexi Black. Black gets it inside, shot no good. Tip-tap, tip-tap, finally goes into the hands of Kelsey Clark to grab the Kearney High board. Still 18-14, Bearcats have been on that for a little while. Get it on the top of the circle here. Give and go. Trying to get it from Dahlgren to Vanderbeek. The ball is a little bit behind, and it's knocked out of bounds by Millard West. And again, Kearney has to get somebody down there to take it out. One of the times the officials are going to lay the ball down. Kearney and Millard West both have really been a little slow, but it is the first game of the season, giving them some leeway. So underneath their own hoop, throw it up top. Get it into the hands of Claire Vanderbeek. She's in some trouble, and Kelsey Clark comes over to take the pass. Everything high up above the free throw line. 90 seconds to go in the half. Vanderbeek and Dahlgren. Dahlgren will drive. Got by two defenders to the right block, but missed the five-foot runner. Everything was perfect. It just didn't go. Millard West gets the rebound on a knee, tries to stand up with it. And the travel called. Nothing really that Logan Black could do. She went down to pick up the rebound, and then nobody came over to help her out. So Kearney High will take it out again underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, kick it out of the right wing to Vanderbeek. Quickly back up to Rost, off a couple of screens, and we've got an illegal pick on Kearney trying to free up Kelsey Clark, and it's going to go on at Claire Vanderbeek. And Millard West will face the full court pressure again. So the action has come in spurts offensively in this basketball game. Right now we are not in one of those spurts. 18-14, Millard West with a minute 15 to go in quarter number two. And against the pressure, a long, high, arcing pass gets to Logan Black. She'll fire it down the floor to Leo. Back up top, Rognish drives. One-hand runner good. And that breaks the logjam here. And the Wildcats are back up by six with a minute to go. 20-14 here in the first half. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. See if the Bearcats can have a good final minute of the second quarter like they did in the first. Up top with it is going to be Kelsey Clark. Well guarded up there by Leo, a long way away from the hoop. 5 second count on. Now she'll put the ball on the floor. 30 seconds to go. Off a couple of screens, popping up top is Vanderbeek. Swings it left side. Went through Bauer's hands, but it hit the official, stayed in bounds. Then Millard West poked it out of bounds. So Kearney, 27 seconds. And the Rowdies miss nothing. Already thanking the ref for being in the way. Here again, Kearney High doesn't know who to throw the ball in. And now Bauer will come over in front of the Millard West bench. Back up top, they'll get it to Clark. Now Kearney might just have to play for the last shot. Not that they have to hold it because Millard West is putting the pressure on. Clark dribbles all the way out to midcourt, trying to free her from the defense of Hannah Leo. 10 seconds off a pick on the right elbow. Has to kick it somewhere. Drop the ball. Throws up an off-balance three. It hits the rim. No good. Millard West gets the rebound, and they're going to burn a jump ball. I thought they were just going to let them play it out. Hannah Leo went over the top. And then she gets tied up, and unfortunately the arrow points Kearney's way with 0.2 seconds. You can't even get a shot off in 0.2. And so all Kearney can do is throw it in, and we will be at halftime, which they do. And the shot is up and no good. It wouldn't have counted anyway, and we are at half. So the Bearcats cut it to 16-14, but then stayed on 14 for the last 3 minutes here of the first half. And at halftime, it's number 2 Millard West, 20, and the Kearney Bearcats, 14. The opening night of the high school basketball season here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HD TVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, it is Millard West 20 and Kearney High nothing. Now both of these teams will play again on Saturday in this season opening pod tournament. Lincoln Northeast and Omaha Creighton Prep playing on the other side, and all of the boys' teams are rated, and a good number of the girls' teams, if not rated, like Kearney, listed as contenders. The Bearcats will be back home a week from Saturday when they take on Omaha Burke, and actually, for Kearney High, they play a good amount of their games at home. They'll also have Fremont the following week before going to Gretna, the final day before the Christmas moratorium on the 22nd, and of course, the Gretna boys ranked number 2 in the all-class top 10 and number 1 in B by the Omaha World Herald and Stu Pospisil in the preseason rankings today. So Kearney gets 2 this weekend. Then they play Saturday at home against Burke the 10th, Saturday against Fremont in the next contest, and then they go to Gretna. So that's what's on the schedule for the Kearney Bearcats. We also have high school hoops tonight on ESPN 1460 as the Kearney Catholic boys are taking on Beatrice. Tip-off is at 7. Well, just about ready to get underway. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Let's go ahead and take a look at the preseason rankings. We'll do that from the Omaha World Herald this time around, and Mike Patterson in the girls' rankings. This is what Mike has. He has Millard South as the number 1 team in A and Millard West as the number 2 team, as we had told you. He does have Lincoln Christian, the number 1 team in C1, as the number 2 team overall. In Class B, Elkhorn South is ranked number 1. followed by South Sioux City as they get back down to B from being an A. The Aurora girls are sixth. York is seventh. Seward, who is playing Hastings tonight, is ranked ninth. In C1, Lincoln Christian's number one. Minden third. The defending state champions from Kearney Catholic are ranked fourth. Ord sits in the number eight spot. In Class C2 in the World Herald, Crofton is number one. Hastings St. Cecilia is number two. They've met in the state tournament the last 4 years, 3 years in a row in the finals last year in the semifinals. Also in Class C2, from our listing area, Ravenna setting in sixth. Centura is rated in the Lincoln Journal Star in C2. In D1, Friend is number one. Then you have Elm Creek at number 10, and the D2 girls, Why Not? No surprise there, sets at number one, and Axtell sets in the number nine spot. Here at half, it is Millard West 20 and Kearney High 14. We'll look at the first half numbers and more right after this.
Listen, college should introduce you to new ideas. It should open your mind to a world of possibilities. You can get access to real-world opportunities at Hastings College, where the world and you align. Find us at hastings.edu.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 70 teams across central Nebraska. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney is ready to make a difference for you. Here, you'll get a quality education and graduate on time with less debt. You'll also have an unforgettable college experience. Join a club, become a leader, make a real difference for yourself and others. Choosing the right college is a big decision. Trust your future with people who care about your success. Choose the University of Nebraska at Kearney because we are difference makers. Visit unk.edu and schedule a campus visit today.
Again, plenty of other action going on in the sports world tonight. Don't forget the Nebraska women's basketball team playing at undefeated Virginia Tech in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which can be heard on the Breeze 94.5. Pre-game just about ready to start. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock. UNK basketball team's playing at Pitt State. Hastings College last night came away with a fairly easy doubleheader sweep of Doan. They will play Dort on Saturday, and the Nebraska men will have South Dakota coming in Saturday afternoon. The Nebraska women, after tonight, return home to play Cal on Sunday afternoon. The Hastings College men's soccer team will play Grandview of Iowa tomorrow at 3 in the NAIA National Semifinals in Delray Beach, Florida, and the championship is set for Saturday. The Hastings College volleyball team will play Biola of California in the Sweet 16 of the NAIA tournament tomorrow afternoon at 3:45. The quarterfinals then are at 8:15 with the national semifinals and finals set for Saturday. Hastings was a four-set winner over Missouri Baptist this afternoon, which put them undefeated in pool play, going with two sweeps and then the four-set victory today. Unfortunately for UNK, their season came to an end today. Seventh-ranked Augustana scored the final 3 points in the fifth set to beat the Lopers 25-20, 21-25, 25-23, 17-25, and 15-12. 21 kills for Kendall Schroer. The Lopers had three players in double figures today. They lose one senior in Annie Wolf. The Lopers had one more kill and three more errors than Augustana in a really well-played match. And the Lopers will see their season come to an end. 20-10, Millard West, 20-14, excuse me, Millard West leading the Kearney girls. We'll give you the first half numbers right after this.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
By the way, Wayne State was also eliminated in that Division II volleyball tournament today. They won the first set from Southwest Minnesota State, but then were knocked out in four sets. So both the Nebraska teams are gone in the NCAA tournament. Huskers play tomorrow against New Hampshire, 7 o'clock on Nebraska Educational Television. Now let's take a look at the first half stats for our girls' contest on this opening night of the season. For the Bearcats, Alexis Mishu, 2 points, a rebound, or 2 rebounds. Kelsey Clark has a rebound. Julia Bauer, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Avery Wood, 2 points and a rebound. Addie Wood, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Ellie Dahlgren, 2 points, 1 rebound for Lauren Strubing. 7 points in each quarter. The Bearcats have 14 points, 10 rebounds. 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from three-point land, and 5 turnovers. So they were able to cut down the turnovers, and they took less threes in the second quarter. For Millard West, Lauren Rongish has 3 points. Chase Vance Teal, who has 3 fouls, has 2 points. Taylor Farrell is the leading scorer with 7 points and a rebound. Lexi Black, 3 rebounds. Emma Campbell has a rebound. Logan Black, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Hannah Leo, 4 points, 4 rebounds. And Nicole Ruby, 2 points, 5 rebounds. 10 points at each quarter. And at the half, Millard West has 20 points, 18 rebounds. They are 3 of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers. At the half, Millard West 20, Kearney 10. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer engineer Ed Smith, Doug Duda with you into the second half of our girls' battle here at Kearney High. Number 2, Millard West, leading it by 6. Now they jumped out 8-0 and have never trailed, but it has been even since that point. Bearcats just got to find a few more buckets in this basketball game. Underneath Ruby as they spread the floor on the way up. She has it knocked away, but then got it back uncontested. Missed the bunny. Got it back again. They're trying to foul her. She missed again. Then over the back, going to be called on Logan Black. So the Bearcats get a little bit of a break there as Harubi missed a couple of bunnies underneath, and Kearney High will get the possession down 20-14. So Millard West is winning the battle of the boards 18-10. And I would expect Millard West will try to work that ball inside a little bit. Strubing up top, we'll see what Kearney can do. Looking for their first three-pointer, squaring up as Ross doesn't take it. Swinging around the perimeter, get it to Mishu, drives into the double team. Little zone here for Millard West. They'll take a long three. Kelsey Clark, it does not get there. And out of bounds it goes. So mostly man in the first half from Millard West. Mostly zone from Kearney High. They always try to change it up to start that third quarter usually, and that's probably about all we'll see from it. We'll find out. Kearney's still going to put that zone trap onto the backcourt. Millard West brings it across the timeline with Lexi Black. Hands it off to Rongish. Rongish comes all the way in, out of control, throws up the scoop shot, no good. Strubing will pull down her second rebound, and here go the Bearcats. With it, Mishu stutter dribble, gets it to the right block, puts it up and in, then draws the foul. They're going to count it. And a chance at a three-point play here for Alexis Mishu. That's her 5th point of the basketball game. She is 2 of 4 at the line, or 4th point of the basketball, 2 of 4 at the line. And the free throw is on the way and too strong. Backside rebound grab by Hannah Leo. And now she is fouled. So a difference between aggressive defense and fouls right now. The foul is on Mariah Rost. First foul of the half on the Bearcats. So here comes Kearney High. They'll sneak in from behind and get the steal. Picking up the loose ball is Alexis Mishu. Chance to make it a one-possession game. Clark's three again is no good. Long rebound comes out. Avery Wood has it. So the Bearcats will get a second opportunity, trailing 20-16, 90 seconds in to quarter number 3. Long top of the key three. Hits the front of the iron. It's no good. The rebound comes out into the hands of Nicole Harubi. She tries to dribble the ball up the floor and look for some room. Long outlet pass is tipped away. And as they run down the basketball, it will be Millard West by their own bench. So it was a slow start offensively to the game, and it's been a slow start here to the third quarter. But that is good for Kearney. They're staying in it with number two, Millard West, 20-16. Ball up top to Lauren Rongish. Let's see if they can get her going here. Swing pass over to the right side to Black. Back up top, they'll get it to Leo. Over on the wing for three, and it's good. And a timeout by Millard West. So Rongish hits the three, and Coach Bauer, or Coach Kruger, is going to call the timeout. 23-16, Millard West. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, right now, really, the only difference in the game is the two threes that Millard West has made. They are 2 of 9. The Bearcats are 0 of 8. It's a 7-point game, 23-16, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bearcats bring the ball up after the Millard West three in timeout. They'll try another three, and Rost finally able to get one to fall. Mariah Rost with the first three-pointer of the night for the Bearcats, so they answer back the three from Rongish. Each team a three on that possession, and a travel to the backcourt on Millard West. That is the 10th turnover for the Wildcats. So just when Millard West gets a 6, 7, 8-point lead, Kearney finds a way to come back into it. And now they can make it a one-possession game again. Late substitution here for Millard West. Back in is Chase Fansteel, who has been on the bench since the first minute of the second quarter with three fouls. 23-19, Kearney down by four, but 5:40 still to go in the third quarter. Strubing on the left elbow. Harubi sags on her, kicks it back out. Rost for back-to-back threes, but it's off the mark. Grabbing the loose ball is Avery Wood. Back out to Rost. She'll pass on the three this time and try to reset it. Back between the circles to Clark. And Millard West back in that man-to-man as we expected. Swing it over to Alexis Mishu on the wing to Rost. Rost, skip pass over to Strubing. But Strubing just hasn't done anything with the ball out top, and they haven't been able to get anything inside either. Ross spin move walked with a basketball. She thought she was going to spin right off the screen, and actually there was no screen to spin off of and lost her balance when she came to a stop. That's the first turnover of the half for Kearney High, and only their second since the first quarter, so couldn't take advantage of the Millard West turnover and eventually gave it right back. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 23-19. West maintains the lead. And across the timeline, the Wildcats with Fansteel. On the right wing, they'll get it to Lexi Black. For the ball knocked away, Strubing. Strubing trying to go to the other end with Ruby, who puts the hammer on her. No call, but a follow-up by Alexis Mishu. Mishu follows the play, gets the rebound, gets the bucket, and cuts the lead down to two. Black reaching through, and they have to call the reach-in foul on the Bearcats. Good call there. You can poke at it once out at midcourt, but you can't go at it twice. And Mishu called for her second foul. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Millard West 23, Kearney High 21. Bearcats hanging inbounds, pass knocked away. Rost, two on two, bounce pass ahead. Mishu dropped it, and now they're going to have to bring it out. They salvaged the possession, but had an easy layup opportunity. The ball slipped through their hands. Clark between the circles, trying to lose the defender in Fansteel, who has to be careful with the three fouls. Clark knows it, goes to the hole, gets bumped, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound brought down by Lexi Black, and a foul on Kearney High. On Clark. That'll be her second foul, and the third team foul of the half. So the Bearcats had some opportunities there to get the game tied. Couldn't find a way to get it up through the hole. Ruby out and Campbell in for Millard West. Emma Campbell, Logan Black, Lexi Black, Fan Steele, and Rongis out there for Millard West. Clark trying to put the pressure on, throw it down to the corner to Logan Black. Back up top to Rongish. Rongish back over to Black, left corner, three-pointer, no. Now Rongish will get behind her for three and drain it off the screen. Lauren, her second three of the corner, and it's 26-21. Millard West, she now has 9 points on a couple of threes, a two-pointer and a free throw, and is the game's leading scorer. But those are the only two buckets that Millard West has here so far in the third quarter, and we're down to 3.5 to go. 26-21 in a low-scoring opening night game. Kearney High spreads the floor again. Ball above the head of Kelsey Clark, way out by the Kearney bench. Now starts to drive, looks for a pick on Fansteel. She knows she's got those fouls, drives in and steps out of bounds. Nobody's helping her out with a pick on that second player. What she's done is she's got by Fansteel both times, but then the post player is there and no Bearcat. So good idea. Let's see if the coaches maybe kind of pick up on that with Fansteel in the game, not wanting to get that fourth foul. Instead, the Bearcats turn it over. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Black gets it up ahead. It's Rongish again. Attacks the lane and scoops it up, and now she's starting to find her way. Lauren Rongish showing why she's one of the top players on this Millard West ball club, if not more. And the lead now back up to 7. 5 straight from Rongish. 28-21 Millard West. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Over to Strubing. She'll try a 15-footer left elbow. It's too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Logan Black, and now the Bearcats have to be careful. They want to run. The ball slides through the hands, but right over to Taylor Farrell. Her jumper is no good. Offensive rebound by Fansteel, trying to get it over to Campbell, and we're going to foul on Kearney. Kearney been working so hard to get this thing tied. All of a sudden, they could find themselves down 9 or 10 if they see Millard West score on this possession. Addie Wood returns to the lineup. Also in there is Vanderbeek and Dahlgren. And up top, Bishu and Clark. But right now it's Millard West basketball. That was the third foul on Dahlgren, they say. Inbounds pass comes to the short corner. Logan Black off a couple of screens up top to Fansteel. Fansteel just dribbles out around midcourt, one-on-one with Bishu. Tries to drive by her, and they're going to call her for a travel. Got a little too fancy with the dribble. And lost the handle. That'll be the fifth turnover here of the quarter on Millard West, and their 13th of the game compared to 7 unofficially for Kearney High. But the Bearcats need a bucket. They're down 28-21. They've scored 7 points in each quarter. Still 2:20 to go here. Vanderbeek back out top. Wood swings it over to Clark. On the left wing, Kelsey tries baseline, draws contact, shot no good. Offensive rebound by Dahlgren, and we're going to get a whistle on Millard West. Emma Campbell, that'll be her first, and it'll be the third foul on Millard West. Kearney stuck on 21, and Clark will throw it in on the baseline. Looks back door, nothing there, has to lob it out top and does to Dahlgren. Dahlgren puts the ball on the floor, left to right, fadeaway jumper, again some contact, shot no good, rebound pulled down by Emma Campbell, and here comes Millard West. Outlet pass to Farrell, 3-on-2, dump it down low, and it got off the hands of Black and out of bounds. Just a little too tall for Logan. And again, danger zone here. Special time of the game brought to you by Usera Care Hospice, caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call Usera Care Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. Kearney needs some points here. They've been on 21 way too long, and Millard West has had multiple opportunities to pull away. With it is Mishu. Roll it over to the left wing to Wood. She's all by herself. Back cuts there. Mishu, left-hand layup, up and in. Alexis with 6 in the quarter, 8 on the game, and the assist to Addie Wood. Just a well-designed and a well-run play there for Coach Boyd's offense. And now in the fast break, a travel called on Millard West. Rongish got the ball at the top of the key. She turned around. Excuse me, that was Leo. Turned around, both of her teammates were wide open and kind of confused her which one to pass it to and just took another step. That is 7 turnovers here in the quarter for Millard West, and that's what we're talking about. The Wildcats probably should have pulled away to a double-digit lead by now, but They have turned it over a bunch in the last 2 minutes. Can Kearney take advantage? Haven't done much so, but did last possession with a set play. Clark outside the arc, top of the key. Here's Bauer who checked in. Three-pointer hits the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound will be yanked down. Are we going to get a tie-up? Yes, we are. Wood tied up down low with Bohati. And the possession arrow will point the way of Kearney with a minute two to go, still struggling from the three-point arc, one of six in the quarter. And the ball thrown out towards the top of the key, run down by Atwood. Get it over to Clark. Trying to run that back cut. They get it to Bauer. Bauer, another bounce pass underneath, and Dahlgren got shoved in the back on the way up. Millard West lost containment that time and committed the foul. And at the line, Ellie Dahlgren to shoot two. Kearney did a good job making the one extra pass there. The foul is on Bohati. That'll be her first. Each team with four fouls here in the quarter, and the free throw is bouncing around, and it won't go. That dusted a lot of the rim there. It bounced all over the place and fell off the side. Dahlgren will have one more, and Mishu will rotate back in. 28-23, Millard West, 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Free throw on the way, and it's good. So Dahlgren gets one of two. She's got 3 points. 28-24, Millard West, 50 seconds as they bring the ball up against man-to-man pressure. Dahlgren guarding Rongish. And Lauren Rongish slows it down. Swings it over the right side. Wood steps in the passing lane, knocks it away, but cannot come away with the clean steal on a pass intended for Taylor Farrell. Goes out of bounds right around midcourt, so Millard West will have to throw it in. 40 seconds, still plenty of time here in the third. West trying to get a play set up as Rongish with directions, dribbles behind the back, lost it, had to go run it down, and scoops it over to Lexi Black. 25 seconds, back over to Rongish, guarded here by Bauer. 20 seconds between the circles over the left wing, they'll get it to Logan Black. Black, back up top, they'll go to Lexi, down to 15, now all the way out of the midcourt circle with 12. Good defense by Kearney. Oh, and then a touch foul on Annie Wood. She shook her head. She knew it. Just got caught up in the crossover. That was such good defense, that possession. It is her first. And checking back, it'll be Harubi. Let's see if they try to get it down to the post here. It's not that she's any taller than Bohati, but a little more experience down there for the junior. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. And they'll get it into the corner to Rognish. Lob it down to Harubi. Sneaking in the back door and making the steal is going to be Mishu. Can Kearney get a shot? 4 seconds. Mishu doesn't know how much time's left. Now gets into the lane, puts the runner up at the horn. In and out. No good. And after three on opening night, number 2 Millard West leads the Kearney Lady Bearcats 28-24 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ready to head to the fourth quarter. Seeds to Success are brought to you by our friends at Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Kearney High limited Lauren Rongish to the only score in the third quarter there for Millard West, and they outscored them 10-8. But they just haven't been able to get enough offense generated. The Bearcats' defense has been good. They've got to continue that and at least hang in there in the battle of the boards to have a chance. They forced 8 turnovers. That was huge. But Millard West will get a layup to start the fourth quarter as they worked it hard. Harubi came up top, dumped it underneath to Logan Black, for her second bucket of the ball game. 30-24 in favor of Millard West, who jumped out 8-0, and that's their biggest lead of the game. Kearney has never tied it. Over on the right side, Vanderbeek gets a 10-foot jumper in and out. No good. The rebound brought down by Harubi. Kearney needs a couple of those to fall. They haven't had a lot of looks like that, and they've been close but won't go now. Rognish, an open three at the other end, but it didn't hit anything, and it is picked up by Julia Bauer. Bauer up the floor, can't get very far, and finds Alexis Mishu. Mishu across the timeline, swings it over the left wing to Addie Wood. Zone up right now for Millard West, trying to lob it into Bauer. Back up top, thinking about the three. Mishu will dribble. Fan Steele just loves to foul over there. She bodies up again. Bounce pass comes underneath the Vanderbeek. There's nobody to throw it to, and Kearney turns it over. And then a foul to go along with it. You see it so often. One mistake breeds the second one. And Bauer tried to get the ball back. Called for the foul. Kearney just their fourth turnover since the first quarter. They have eight in the game. First foul on Bauer. And now the Bearcats have most of their starting lineup back into the ball game right here. Both Woods, Strubing, along with Clark and Mariah Rost. 30-24 Millard West. And Kearney just can't afford to let him get much farther ahead when it's such a low-scoring game. Trouble with it on the right wing. Lexi Black finally looking, has to get out of there, dribbles it up between the circles, and gets it back over to Fan Steele. Guarded by Avery Wood. On the left wing to Rognish. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Trying to lob it inside. The ball is deflected away by Mariah Ross. 17 turnovers for Millard West. They want to run. Ross takes it in. Up and under move. Draws the blocking foul. The shot no good. But two free throws for Ross, who has just one bucket. The only three that Kearney has in the game. And this will be her first free throw attempt. They'll call it on Logan Black. That'll be her third. That'll be the fifth foul on the Wildcats. Kearney has six. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. She made it. Excuse me, I was looking the other way. I've done that twice. Again, the scoreboard is as behind as I am tonight. I cheated and looked at that. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. 30-26 with 6:15 to go here in a basketball game. When we're done, the new West postgame show, and then we'll get you ready for the top 10 boys matchup. Millard West breaks the press. Over to Farrell. 4-3. On the way, no good. Long rebound. There's Rost again. She picks it up. And here comes Kearney. Another chance to make it a one-possession game. Long throw down to Wood. She is double-teamed. Needs some help amongst the trees. And throws it back out top. Wide open three. Rost. And got it. And it's a one-point game. Five straight for Mariah Rost. She has both Kearney threes, and now the Bearcats didn't get back. One-on-one the other end. Leo with a good crossover. She'll put it up and in, and a timeout will be called by Millard West. So just that quick, Kearney cuts it to one. Millard West hustles down and gets the bucket. 5:39 to go in a basketball game. Millard West 32, Kearney 29. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want first pick on their 2017 inventory or want to special order a new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and check out the full lineup of Larson FX fishing boats or the new Four Winds RS SS 230s. They also have great buys on pontoons and tritunes. Buzz's offers competitive, no-hassle financing for new and pre-owned boats, so it's one-stop shopping. The best dealer between Denver and Omaha. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Millard West 32, Kearney 29. 5.5 to go in a girls' game, and the Bearcats have the basketball. Open three to tie it from Addie Wood, will not go. And the rebound brought down by Harubi. That is her ninth board of the basketball game. Up to Rongish. She'll find Fan Steele. Drives, hits the bottom of the rim and away up. Rebound brought down by Lauren Strubing. And the Bearcats up the floor quickly as well. Rost, transition three, and we're tied. Mariah Rost with 8 points here in the fourth quarter in just 3 minutes, and it's the first tie of the contest, 32-all. Now Millard West gets back again, and driving in with the shot that answers will be Hannah Leo, just like she did the last time that the Bearcats hit a three, 34-32. Ball between the circles. And just very slowly dribbling it is Kelsey Clark. 34-32 Millard West, and Coach Boyd wants to use a timeout. With 4:36 remaining, it'll be a 30-second timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Millard West 34, Kearney 32.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Doug Duda back with you at Kearney High. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Mitch Stein and the folks here for their hospitality as we have the first official varsity basketball action here in the new gym. 34-32 Millard West. Kearney High hanging in there. And now another foul away from the basketball, trying to set a screen out of the timeout. Kearney had the play drawn up, but an illegal pick. And it'll be on Avery Wood. It'll be her second. That is the seventh team foul. And Millard West will get the basketball. And Kearney will steal the inbounds. Kearney will then throw it right back to them. Trying to go over the top of the zone and get a three was Wood. They saw Avery over there, but just threw it right over her head. Millard West with 18 turnovers. Kearney High with half that many. They've had good pressure in the backcourt this time. Fan Steele will get the inbounds pass and quickly hustle it into the front court. Up by two. Throws it back to Rognish, but it hits Harubian. Almost goes into the backcourt. Now Millard West is in trouble, and they've got to call a timeout. They only have one left with 4:14 to go in this game. And the Coach Kruger is going to use a 30-second timeout. So they only have one timeout remaining. In a two-point game with 4:14 to go, we're going to go ahead and keep it here and remind you that the boys' game is coming up next on Classic Hits. Also right now on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, it is St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. Girls playing now, followed by the boys. And the Kearney Catholic boys are at Beatrice tonight, 7 o'clock. 7:15 is when we're scheduled to get things going on ESPN. 14:60 and 15:50, Randy Bushcutter will have the call from Beatrice. 34-32, Millard West. They have never trailed in the game. Kearney finally tied it at 32, and now Millard West will throw the basketball in at midcourt to Lauren Rongish. She'll get the ball between the circles. Kearney High trying to play man-to-man. Swing it over to the right side to Lexi Black. Now they'll go into a trap, opening up on the baseline. Ooh, Black is really throwing elbows, trying to get free down there. They let her get away with it to Harubi. Skip pass all the way over to Rongish. And she'll just hold the ball and say, settle down, let's reset it. 34-32, Rongish off a couple of picks, skips through the lane, and a jump ball called. Kearney got a hand on it, and the arrow points the way of the Bearcats. 19th turnover for Millard West. If they're not able to hold on, that's the one thing that they'll be able to point to. Again, both teams then head east to play either Creighton Prep or Northeast on Saturday, playing on the other side of this tournament. Kearney between the circles, Kelsey Clark swings it over to Wood. Weak side, way out on the left wing. Skip pass over to Strubing on the right side. Hands it to Clark, off the screen, looks at a three, fires the three. It's off the front of the iron, though, and no good, and no one can run it down. It goes out of bounds and belongs to Millard West. Kearney is 3 of 15 from three-point land, and that includes the two that Mariah Rost has made in this quarter. Millard West is 2 of 11, both of those coming, 3 of 11. Two of those coming from Rongish in the third quarter of play. 34-32, we're getting close to crunch time now. 3:10 remains in the basketball game. Millard West by two, going for the steal. Attywood couldn't quite get it. It'll be into the hands of Logan Black. Swings it over to Rongish. West has started to become a little complacent with the basketball, or patient. Looking at a three as Black fakes it, drives into the paint, kicks it over to the right wing. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good by Leo, and the rebound brought down by Mariah Rost. Kearney High with yet another chance to tie the game. Mishu into the front court, slows it down at the top of the key. Has to set the play up. Everything's very slow once they get into the front court. Swing it over to Rost on the right wing. Long three. Not the shot that Kearney wanted, and it goes out of bounds. Strubing grabbed it but ran out of real estate. And I'm imagining that shot was right in front of Coach Boyd. I'm sure Coach Boyd had something to say after that one. It's all excitement if it goes in, but it was a long three. It was a guarded three. And plenty of things for both teams to work on when they hit the practice floor tomorrow. But boy, what a win if Kearney could find a way to sneak one out here on the opening night here in their brand new gym. But they have not been able to take the lead. Millard West basketball up by two, 2.5 to go against full court pressure. Avery Wood working on Chase VanSteel. Long pass into the right-hand corner to Lexi Black. Back up top to VanSteel. And between the circles to Rongish. They've got to watch her. She's been their offensive threat and leading scorer with 11 points. Spread the floor again. Real patient Harubi with the pick at the top of the circle. Pick and roll is well covered, and Kearney switches right back. Strubing gets down there off the screen. 2 minutes to go. 34-32 Millard West to VanSteel. Looks down to Harubi. Nothing there. 5 second count on. Swings it back over to Rongish. Can Kearney force a 20th turnover here? And Rongish, forcing some contact, got the blocking foul called on Kearney High. And that will be a 1-1. The foul on Alexis Mishu is her third in the game. Millard West has not been to the line of the second half. They were 3 of 7 in the first half. 1 of 2 for Lauren Rongish as she steps to the line to shoot a 1-1. Before that happens, Kearney is going to sub Rost and Clark back in and take the Wood sisters out. So the original starting five, except for Dahlgren, is in there instead of Avery Wood. 1:47 to go, 34-32. Millard West, the front of the 1-1 for Rongish is good. A dozen points. Don't forget when we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game. Seventh-ranked Kearney, ninth-ranked Millard West. And now a chance to make it a two-possession game for Rongish. It's on the way, and it's good. So converting on both sides of the 1-1, and it's a 4-point lead for Millard West. 1:45 to go, 36-32. Strubing at the top of the circle. Over to Mishu, quickly gets it over to Dahlgren. Back door, they tried to get it inside. It's tipped away, goes out of bounds by Millard West. Good job there by Ross. Once it got tipped, she got her hands out of the way so it wouldn't deflect off of her. Kearney's got to find a way probably to score on whatever possessions they have left. Millard West going to get it in the right hands for the free throws. Inbounds pass, tight coverage, right corner deep, Alexis Mishu, and she got fouled. They did have a foul to give, Millard West and Logan Black, but that is her fourth. It is the sixth team foul, so Kearney will throw it in. Bearcats haven't exactly been stellar at the line, but they are 7 of 12 after Rost hit the free throws earlier in the quarter, but Kearney been stuck on 32 for a while as Clark will throw it in. Gets it to Strubing in the right corner. Right back out to Clark. Looking for Rost off the screen. A quick fire. Three is good. All the points in the fourth quarter for Kearney from Mariah Rost. She's hit three threes, has 11 in the quarter and 14 in the game. And Kearney High will call the timeout. They have two remaining. 1:24 remains. What a good one to start the season with. Millard West has the ball and a 36-35 lead when we return.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, we've got a dandy. Can Kearney High find a way to get the lead? Again, they have never led in this basketball game. They were down 8-0 out of the gate. They finally got it tied at 32-32 earlier in the quarter. And they had it tied for about 8 seconds because Millard West hustled down and got the bucket from Hanaleo. 36-35 Millard West. They have the ball. 1:24 remains in the game. Both teams are in the 1-1. Two timeouts remain for the Bearcats. 1 for Millard West. The possession arrow does point Millard West's way. So here we go. Full court pressure again for the Bearcats. They've stayed this most of the night. And once the ball got into Fansteel, they kind of back off and let her bring it across the timeline, then try to trap. Give it to Harubi at the three-point line. Wide open backside is Black. But Millard West pretty content to run a little clock. Now they'll skip it over to Lexi. They don't need a three, and so they'll pass that up. Trying to make Kearney play defense. A minute and a half's a long time to waste, though. Let's see if they're able to do it. Millard West not looking at the hoop. Down to 55 seconds to go. Trying to trap Rongnish out around midcourt. That's the player they don't want to foul. Over to Fansteel. She'll dribble into the paint. Fire it over to Harubi. We're down to 45 seconds. Still plenty of time. No need to foul here. Kearney knocks it away. Knocked away by Mishu. Up ahead, Dahlgren. She'll lay it up, and Kearney has the lead. 37-36 on the 20th. Millard West turnover, and then the Bearcats commit a foul just as they get across midcourt. And that means free throws for Millard West. So the prosperity may not last long. It is Mishu's fourth foul. Well, they're going to call Dahlgren, excuse me. And at the line, Fansteel to shoot a 1-1. It's up. It is in, and we are tied again. 37-37. Fansteel, 3 points, 1 of 2 at the line. 33 seconds remaining, trying to give West the lead back. It is on the way, and it is in. So Fansteel hits them both, and Kearney's got to score again. 30 seconds to go. 38-37 in favor of the Lady Bearcats. With the ball, Kelsey Clark, and they throw it away. Ball stolen away. Rongnish, she's going to try and go coast to coast. Draws a blocking foul. The shot is no good. And two free throws are coming up. The Rowdies wanted a charge, but right call was made. Kelsey Clark just couldn't get set down low. The Bearcats, who have had only 5 turnovers in the entire half, a costly one there with 18 seconds to go. The score is not right. Yeah, they finally got it right. The free throw up and in. You don't want to score wrong in the final 20 seconds of a 1-point game. And Rongnish hits the first one, 39-37. Bearcats, as long as they get the board here. And Kearney's going to call a timeout. They'll have one remaining. And let's see what Coach Boyd wants to do here. It looks like it's going to be a full-length timeout. So we'll take it with them. It's Millard West 39, Kearney 37. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I can't get this darn radio to tune into the game.
You know, Dad, you can just listen to the game on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Yeah, and I'm sure they want my credit card to pay per minute for something I could get for free if I could just get this radio to work.
Actually, thanks to Barney Insurance, they stream free online. You can even download a podcast shortly after the game wraps up.
Oh, sounds easy enough. What was the web address again?
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Millard West was 3 of 7 at the line until 40 seconds ago, and now they have made 5 consecutive free throws with 1 still to come for Lauren Rongish. 18 seconds on the clock. Number 2, Millard West, leading Kearney High 39-37. The Bearcats had taken the lead on an Ellie Dahlgren bucket off of a steal from Alexis Mishu. But then as they came right back down the floor, Dahlgren tried to poke the ball away, got called for the foul. Fansteel hit 2. Kearney turned it over. Rongish has hit the front end here and has 1 more to go. So Millard West can make it a 3-point game here. If it's a miss, Bearcats must box out. You've got Strubing and Ross down low. Free throw up. It's good. And now Millard West is going to call the timeout, their final of the basketball game. So 4 straight free throws here in the last 30 seconds for Millard West. With 18 seconds still remaining in this basketball game, it is Millard West 40, and Kearney 37. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. Boys game will follow. Set to start at around 7 o'clock tonight. This one has been a long game. It doesn't really seem like it, but this is going to be at least an hour and a half game if we don't go overtime. And right now, Kearney High would definitely take overtime. Obviously, Millard West is going to double-team Mariah Ross. So you're looking at maybe Kelsey Clark to take the shot or one of the Woods, depending on who Coach Boyd puts into the basketball game. And will Coach Mark Kruger tell his girls to commit a foul once Kearney gets it in there? That's always the great debate. Do you foul if it's down around 8, 9, 10 seconds and make Kearney shoot the one-and-one, or do you just guard and hope that they don't can a three on you? And it will be on the floor. Mishu, Rost, Clark, Dahlgren, and Strubing. As we're ready to go with 18 seconds, Millard West will put phantom pressure on the ball as it comes in to Kelsey Clark, and now Fansteel backs off across the timeline with 14, trying to find Dahlgren. Now they're in a little bit of trouble. Dishes it off, and Kearney has to burn the last timeout. They got the pass away, but Coach Boyd couldn't afford there being a five-second call and turning it over. I actually think Kearney was trying to get the ball down the floor, get Dahlgren on a backdoor cut, maybe just get a layup and call the timeout with about 10 seconds left. It didn't work. Millard West had it covered, and now both teams are out of timeouts. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Doug Duda with you here from the new Kearney High facility. There is 7 seconds remaining, and now I would be a little surprised if Millard West doesn't commit the foul. Kearney High has to get it in, probably make two passes before they can get a three-pointer away. If I'm Coach Boyd, I'm trying to get the inbounds pass to the person you want to shoot the ball, because I'm expecting Millard West to commit a foul here. A lot of the times you like to have the person that inbound it come in off the screen and nail the three. Let's see where they put Mariah Rost. Kearney High will get it underneath their own hoop, and this is it. It comes down to this. Kearney needs a three to send us to overtime. 7 seconds remaining, and they'll take it from the side to throw it in. It'll be Mishu. Mishu holds the ball, needs to get it in. Long pass underneath. Kearney takes the layup, and time will run out. Millard West throws it in, and Kearney can't get him to foul. 1 second to go. 0.4 to go. Millard West did the right thing. They guarded the three-point line. They lobbed it into Dahlgren, and without the timeout that they had to just burn, that was kind of the play they had set up out of the last timeout. And this game's over. Millard West can go get in the bus. 40-39. So close. And a chance for Rongish to shoot two free throws. The only thing she can do here is she has to miss this free throw. Don't give Kearney the opportunity to throw it in. She misses this, there's no way Kearney can score. It's 41-39. Second free throw. She strikes it in. Let's see if Kearney can hit a half-court miracle. They roll it in. Mishu from three-quarters court, way short, and the opening game of the season is over. Second-ranked Millard West comes to Kearney. Probably didn't have their best game tonight, but they're able to get out of here with a season-opening win over the Lady Bearcats, who battled valiantly. The effort they put forth tonight is going to be good enough to win a lot of basketball games this year, because they'll be able to score more points off the defense that forced the 20 turnovers than they did against a great Millard West team here tonight. Final score, Millard West 42 and Kearney High 39. The New West postgame show comes your way after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Close, but Kearney High led tonight for about 5 seconds, and it was late in the fourth quarter, committed a foul. Millard West went to the line, hit the free throws, and never trailed again. In fact, Millard West was 8 of 8 at the line of the fourth quarter after being 3 of 7 coming into the fourth quarter, and they win it by a score of 42-39. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
At Hastings College, there are only 12 students to each professor. We don't have 300-seat lecture halls, so you get to be you, not a number. Hastings College is a great place.
Go to hastings.edu to find out more.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 70 teams across central Nebraska. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Kearney High Gymnasium, where the Bearcats tried to start a new tradition last year, dimming the lights coming out of the tunnel. It was way more cool when they ran past the Rowdies. They did not do that here. So I'll guarantee you the next game, the Rowdies will be by the exit or the entrance where the boys come out of the locker room. That didn't look so good tonight. They ran out, and the Rowdies went, oh, wait, they didn't run by us. That didn't work. But it'll be a cool tradition for the Bearcats as they take it here into year number two. Back of the New West postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers unofficially that we had. First off, for Millard West, they were led by Lauren Rongish. She had a game-high 17 points. 14 of those were in the second half when she connected on two threes and was 6 of 6 at the line. Chase Fansteel, who was in foul trouble in the first half, had 4 points and a rebound. Taylor Farrell, 7 points and a rebound. Lexi Black, 4 rebounds. Emma Campbell, 2 rebounds. Logan Black, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Hannah Leo, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Jenna Bohati had 1 rebound. And Nicole Ruby, 2 points and a game-high 9 boards. 18 rebounds in the first half, limited that to 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 8 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Millard West, 1 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 12 in the second half. The Wildcats had 20 points at halftime, 22 in the second half, and Millard West finishes with 42 points, 28 rebounds, 11 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, and 20 turnovers. For Kearney High, Alexis Mishu ends up with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Mariah Ross scored all of her points in the second half, ended up with 14, 11 of those in the fourth quarter. She hit 4 3-pointers in the second half, the only 3-pointers that Kearney was able to make tonight. She had 3 rebounds. Kelsey Clark, 1 rebound. Julia Bauer, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Avery Wood, 2 points and 3 rebounds. Addie Wood, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Ellie Dahlgren ended up with 7 points and 1 rebound. And Lauren Strubing had 3 rebounds in the basketball game. 10 rebounds, it looks like, unofficially in each half for the Kearney High Bearcats. Free throw shooting, after going 2 of 2 in the fourth quarter, they were 4 of 7 in the first half and 3 of 5 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first half and 4 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in each half. Kearney had 14 points at halftime, 25 in the second half as they outscored Millard West. Just in the second half, though, and not for the entire game. 39 points, 20 rebounds, 7 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land and 10 turnovers as Kearney drops the opener here at home, 42-39. And you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. You've been listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. We'll take about a 12-minute break and then be back with the boys' contest. Two top 10 teams as Kearney High takes on Millard West. Until then, for our producer, engineer Ed Smith, I'm Doug Duna. Again, the final, Millard West girls edge Kearney High 42-39.